Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, come on. This is the happiest happy hour ever, right? The week Rudy Giuliani and Matt Gaetz go down and... State of the Union with an 85% approval rating. What, ladies and gentlemen? And we have
a week.
Oh, who better than Frank Flaguzzi and Glenn Kirshner? Because, yeah, Justice and I are coming at the same time. Yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh,
no, you ruin it.
Oh, I'm going to come exactly the same time.
Oh, yeah, right
this,
there.
This has been a lot of nipple circling, a lot of tantric sex before Rudy Giuliani Matt Gaetz go to fucking prison. That's all I'm saying. It's going to feel so good, right? The release is going to feel so good, isn't it? Well, okay.
I'm not.
All right. No, participating in this?
Only
well,
for you.
Okay.
Only
not,
for you.
Not until it happens.
Okay. Yeah. I just, and they're both handsome and romantic, Frank Flaguzzi and Glenn Kirshner. Mm-hmm. And
he's built.
Yeah. And we got to talk to Glenn after Rudy Giuliani and Matt Gaetz bombshells. Oh my God. I is so good. Let's get to it right now. No more nipple circling. Right, no more. Get your face up in it. Do it. Here it is. Happy, happy hour. Oh, there it is, Travis. There's a tweet that set me off this weekend. There it is. On MSNBC, discussion with Frank Flaguzzi, former FBI. His sources say that I don't know if we're at 500 or 800 plus, he'll tell us, being charged are but the tip of the iceberg. All FBI and DOJ ramping up as they get even more information on January 6th. Frank says it will blow your socks off. Oh, my God. Steely, former FBI agent. He's really, you can imagine the hardened criminals he's faced off with, but... Listen, every little boy remembers the first time he was jingled.
I know.
It's different. Good morning, Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Former G-Man.
FBI.
Frank Flaguzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Flaguzzi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence. Flaguzzi,
Frank. I feel like I need my favorite G-Man. She's got you all. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Flaguzzi. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Stephanie. Boy, you've got a sizzle reel for me that I don't even have. That's pretty cool.
We are sending it directly to Nicole Wallace this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, Frank, I mean, obviously a lot of stuff going down with this. So where are we with the numbers? Federal prosecutors revealed in a new court filing they expect over 100 more people will be criminally charged for January 6th. The prosecutor said the investigation and prosecution of the Capitol attack will likely be one of the largest in American history, both in terms of the number of defendants prosecuted, the nature and volume of the evidence. Over 400 individuals have been charged in connection now, right? The investigation continues. The government expects at least 100 additional individuals will be charged. They are continuing to investigate the planning of the insurrection. While most of the cases have been brought against individual defendants, the government is also investigating conspiratorial activity that occurred prior to and on January 6th. So tell us where we're at, because I know you even talked about in your 25 years, even since 9/11, you haven't seen the scope of something like this, right?
Indeed, this has become the largest FBI investigation in the Bureau's history. And here's why. You might think really bigger than 9/11, but The reason is twofold, at least. First, it truly is involving every single FBI field office. They, you know, sadly, every nook and cranny of this country has, even the most far-flung FBI offices and their satellite offices, has subjects of investigation that participated in the insurrection. So it's literally involving all 56 field offices and their satellites. Secondly, the sheer numbers involved of subjects, and I'm told, yes, indeed, it will meet the 500 mark and even surpass that, but also the volume of evidence. You know, we're in a digital age, and all these knuckleheads felt it necessary to not only post their plans, but to go live on their Facebook feed and what have you, or brag about it afterwards. So the
my personal favorite is wives and girlfriends and people on dating apps that turn them in.
I love that. What do they say? He'll have no fury like a woman's sword, right? But the digital evidence is just overwhelming and being used. If you read through the complaints and charging documents of prosecutors, you'll see references to the social media. So yes, it's huge, but here's the more important part, quite frankly. It's that they're headed, everyone I talk to says, look, they're headed into serious conspiracy charges. They are getting to the bottom of leadership, planning, coordination. And I, you know, as recently as this morning, I see people posting on social media, you know, what's wrong with the FBI? Why isn't this moving faster? Why don't they have Republicans in handcuffs? I just say, look, chill out. It's a very complicated investigation, but they are headed into relationships with planners, advisors.
Well, and we've just gotten some of Merrick Garland's team in place, literally, because of all the Republican obstructionism. But let's get to your piece, Why Trump Loyals Should Fear the Capitol Riot Confession. Let's get to the good stuff. So you write, a longtime Oath Keepers veteran has been flipped. This only happens when prosecutors care more about the information the defendant can provide than about nailing him with a maximum sentence. They're even talking about a witness protection program, right, for this Oath Keeper. So you say learning more about the Oath Keepers, not just right for legal, but you said it could prevent a future violence by revealing how the paramilitary group recruits its members from among active duty, retired law enforcement and military. That seems really key because that seems like a huge problem right now.
Yeah. So we've now seen the first public plea agreement and guilty plea. And what does that plea agreement say? This founding lifetime member of Oath Keepers has to cooperate with the government for his plea to stay in place. So why would prosecutors offer a founding lifetime member of Oath Keepers some kind of deal? Because they want what he has. They need his information. And you can imagine what he has to say about 12 years of Oath Keepers recruiting cops, military, active and former, how that recruitment works, the value of knowing that in terms of countering future extremism, the connections between Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, which appear now to be there. And then lastly, you know, the golden nugget, what, if any, coordination occurred with Republican GOP political and appointed officials and advisors?
Oh, that's my sweet spot. Yeah. You said it could disclose how Oath Keepers group is funded or directed by current or former political leaders, advisors, government officials, could allow prosecutors to charge people in powerful positions who may have helped finance and plan the Capitol riot. Here's the good part. You said Schaefer may have insights into who around then President Donald Trump, including Trump's advisors and his sycophants in Congress, might have coordinated or knew of plans for the January 6th. I mean, that's where we're going, or we should be going, right?
Yeah, I simply, people who say, oh my God, they cut this guy a deal, that's horrible. No. They cut this guy a deal because he's worth more to them for information than locked up for the rest of his life in prison. That tells me they know he's got the good stuff. And I think we should stay tuned to this. We also, you know, we also know that judges now are declining bail, released on bail for Proud Boys, multiple Proud Boys members. Yeah. They are going to be sitting there in lockup eating bologna sandwiches and protein loaf in the cafeteria in the prison. And they're going to want to start talking as well. So even judges appointed by Trump are looking at the evidence on these Proud Boys and they're saying, you are one dangerous character that I can't let out.
I just saw that, Frank. I was just going to ask you that next. Judges being shown grisly videos of the MAGA mob dragging Capitol cops that has not yet been seen by the public. So even worse stuff than we've seen. And you're right. In some cases, Trump appointed judges. So that's, I mean, I think that is significant, right?
No question. When, you know, in my experience, once you get people like this just sitting and marinating in a lockup somewhere, they start to talk. They start to second guess why they're being so silent. And I understand the threshold for a judge to decline bail on this pending trial is the evidence is overwhelming that you are a continuing danger to society.
Well, and you said, I don't know if this was on TV, I think, but you said the magnitude of the charges will move from things like trespass and assault all the way up to conspiracy. And we're seeing more of that and even possibly sedition, even possibly an enterprise theory of approach, which is under consideration to take down and dismantle groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. So, yeah, I mean, this really is, we really are in kind of a tip of the iceberg situation, aren't we?
Yeah, these cases take time. They're complicated. You know, I'm talking about the enterprise theory, even perhaps RICO, which is, is the statute they used against mafia, La Cosa Nostra, Hell's Angels. I mean, is there an organization there to Proud Boys and or Oath Keepers that even can be dismantled? And financially, I'm fascinated by the possibility that these guys could talk about foreign funding, because you know there are foreign adversaries pumping up the big lie, the conspiracy, trying to get us to go violent against each other.
Yeah.
If they know where their money is coming from, that would be fascinating and would allow the government to dismantle them as an organization.
Yeah, talking to you, Russia. Can I just, a little offshoot, how great is it to have a real American president? That Putin appears to have blinked, and right? What do you call it? He's pulled troops back from near Ukraine, right? He is, it really is amazing that he really is a bully. And when you punch the bully in the nose, right?
Yeah, we have adversaries. People don't want to hear that, but there are countries and foreign intelligence services, they wake up every morning trying to hurt us. Trump allowed Putin to go unfettered, free license for 4 years, and Biden comes in and goes, time out, we're not going to stand for it. Putin, by the way, and this has helped reveal this, Putin is in big trouble back home. He has a tenuous hold on power right now. And stay tuned for the riots in the street to continue and the pressure to keep coming from Biden.
Yeah, but he appears to have blinked on Navalny. I mean, I guess they've let real doctors in. I mean, I think you're right. He's running scared. But so I want to get your take on this. Lawyers representing Oath Keepers who've been indicted must be given a tour of the building itself so they can prepare for the defense of their clients. An attorney representing Capitol Police has expressed concern about what these attorneys may do with the information and whether it would be used for a second assault. Our concern is that it would result in them knowing the layout, vulnerabilities, and security weaknesses of the Capitol would be collected, exposed, and passed on to those who might wish to attack the Capitol again. I mean, I know there are rules, in terms of it, being able to mount a defense, but that is somewhat troubling, isn't it?
It's funny. We go through this in espionage cases where the defense attorney has to get a clearance, has to be exposed to the very classified information that his client is accused of providing to an adversary. And you run the risk of letting this classified info and the damage it's done out into the community. So you can control this. But look, I'm a realist. The plans, the architecture of the Capitol, the tunnels underneath, this is out there. It's out there. If they truly need it, we can figure out how to control it. But they'll be escorted. The material can be controlled and even numbered, so we know if it's leaving. You can put watermarks on it electronically, so we know if it's being sent. This can be done the right way.
Okay, Frank, I want to get your take on a couple more things you tweeted about. You talked about the January 6th radio transmission. We're only looking for anti-Trump protesters. I mean, this is kind of what most of us have thought from the beginning. It's like stand down for white Trump supporters, right?
Yeah, I've written and spoke about our inability to see ourselves as a threat. People right after January 6th said this was an intelligence failure. I said, no, the intelligence was there. What the failure was is we couldn't see it as the threat it was. Why? Well, these people were white guys from the burbs. They were aligned with the guy in power. The police could not see this as the threat that it was. And so we're hearing, allegedly, of a radio transmission that day, Capitol Police hey, we're only looking for the anti-Trump folks. That's where the problem's going to be.
Yeah.
We've got to change our dynamic if we're going to protect this country.
Yeah. Well, and this ridiculousness that Republicans want to investigate people that had nothing to do with the January 6th, you know, attack and Black Lives Matter or whatever is just ridiculous.
I just want to say that's a false equivalency, right? That keeps coming up even when the FBI director testifies on the Hill. Hey, why are you investigating Antifa? It's a false equivalency. It's apples and oranges. You can't say a threat to our democratic system was the same as some people saying we should break a window on a store. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there was a study that just came out. Black Lives Matter, largely peaceful, as we know, except for right-wing provocateurs, or if you're a Disney fan, provocateurs. But, you know, this is what we knew. It's like them. That was what was happening, is people Trumpers trying to pick fights with Black Lives Matter protesters that were just peacefully protesting in Black Lives Matter plaza. But anyway, what I wanted to get your take quick on the Secret Service. You said open these cases. DHS watchdog declined to pursue investigations into Secret Service during Trump administration. Can you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, it appears that there were allegations that Secret Service, first and foremost, wasn't even taking steps to protect their own agents around the president from COVID. We need to know about that. That was covered up. And then there's other allegations regarding the Secret Service's role, perhaps, in that Lafayette Square, you know, walk Trump to church so he can hold the Bible upside down. We got to get to the bottom of this. The people who surround the president and protect him must be transparent about whether they were co-opted or not, broke the law or not, or even endangered their lives with a virus because Trump wouldn't let them wear masks. Yeah. We need to know.
Yep. Speaking of cover-ups, you said, here's how the Minneapolis Police Department first reported George Floyd's death. How many of these stories never get exposed? And it literally just said, oh, man, you know, passes away during medical incident and police interaction. Done. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's where it would have ended.
I have to tell you, I think there are hundreds, if not thousands, of police reports sitting in files out there talking about some medical incident that nobody saw, but really resulted from excessive use of force. Thank God for more cameras, more transparency. Thank God for good cops who won't take it anymore from bad cops.
Yep, absolutely. Frank, I need some personal advice. I was trying to make a call to my business partner, as I do every Saturday. My business partner is Ron Hartenbaum. He's the co-owner. He's the guy that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. He's the co-owner of the show. And so I, as I always do, tell Siri, call Ron Hartenbaum. And this Saturday, Siri said, here's what I found about making a bomb. Now, Frank, does that go to the FBI? Because even if you start screaming at Siri immediately, I say, no. I said, Jew, bomb, B-A-U-M, Hartenbaum. No, not B-O-A-M. But I don't know if it was too late. Will the FBI finger me for setting the bomb for the RNC during the Capitol riot? What will happen, Frank?
My guess is that your name has been transmitted to the nearest FBI field office. Mm-hmm. You're likely going to get a knock on the door sometime this afternoon, and you're going to have to explain your interest in explosives.
Okay. Thank you. Can I get you on that call by any chance to vouch for me, just, since I just gave you a jingle? I'm not saying it's transactional, but I did just give you a jingle.
My Lord. It's reminiscent of the days when Facebook would suggest friends and ended up hooking up terrorists who were looking at the same beheading video.
No.
All right, Frank, you are making up for everything that's going on in Arizona this morning. You make up for all the craziness in Arizona and the recount and ninjas and whatever. If you could just grab Kristen Sinema and bring her to the light with you, that would be fantastic. Thank you for upholding the honor of Arizona this morning, Frank. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
See Frank.
Oh, and tune in to Get Bye. Frank's new podcast. This is fantastic. It's the first time the FBI has allowed present FBI agents to be interviewed. So he has a new podcast. He has a fantastic book, The FBI Way. Get it all. All right. Frank's still here.
Thank
so
you.
We got to hear all that. So he'll help me with my FBI trouble later this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
Later this afternoon. Do I have him on speed dial? Okay. OMG, I am using a new skincare system that I absolutely love. People say puffiness and bags under the eyes are the hardest things to get rid of. Until now, introducing Genucel plant stem cell therapy from Chamonix, specifically targeting eye puffiness and bags. Due to new technology, Genucel is an incredibly powerful natural serum, and with its instant effects, it's guaranteed to show results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. That's right, users saw results in only 12 hours with dramatic improvement in 2 weeks. A true Chamonix classic, Genucel contains 8 extra ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology to improve longevity and brilliant long-term results. You can try Genucel right now, absolutely risk-free. Go to lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. Enter that special promo code Stephanie for an extra 10% off. Order now and get the legendary Genucel XV face cream absolutely free just for trying Genucel today. Chamonix, the best skincare, best results, or your money back. That's lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. T-Pain tweets, Rudy Giuliani is an idiot who drinks too much and will give Trump up in a heartbeat. Michael Cohen. Preet Bharara said, prosecutors don't mind when targets ramble on TV. It's the target's defense lawyers who mind. Travis Bone said, whoa, can we get a record scratch on the part where he implicates Trump in this by saying the president and I? And then someone super handsome tweeted, Glenn Kirshner tweeted, the DOJ's investigation into Giuliani must include why the investigation into Giuliani was blocked or stopped or impeded by Bill Barr's Department of Justice. So many questions, so little time. Oh, my God. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
I'm not going to say a word. Just go, Glenn. Go. Go. Justice is coming. Justice is coming. It's almost here. Hit me.
Yeah. So here's a couple of things about Rudy.
Yes.
I saw the reporting last night. I think it was on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, where we now also know that individuals who were actively working these nefarious schemes with Rudy Giuliani at the same time were working covertly with criminal investigators, federal investigators. So, of course, Lordy, there will be tapes.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine having covert sources into Rudy Giuliani every day when he was engaged in this crazy, criminal, reckless nonsense that he was pulling? I mean, Rudy is so done. And, you know, Rudy's not exactly a man of honor.
Yeah.
He will be flipping on Bill Barr. He will be flipping on Don Jr. He will be flipping on Donald Trump. So, you know, hold on tight.
Huh. All those kind words about Trump Sr. yesterday about him. Huh? That seems like that might change in a hurry. I don't even know where to start. How many layers, as a prosecutor, Glenn, how many layers of dumb are both the Matt Gaetz, Joel Greenberg written confession and everything Rudy Giuliani has said and done in the last couple of days? How dumb.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Prosecutors like stupid criminals. You know, there are a lot of very sharp criminals that we either have a hard time getting a hold of and pulling into the system, or frankly, a lot of people get away with a lot of crime.
Right.
But when guys are as dumb and as reckless, and I don't mean... I feel bad saying dumb, but when you're as reckless as Matt Gaetz, when you're as reckless as Rudy Giuliani, you know, that's like shooting criminal fish in a barrel. You know, these guys were always going to get got.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of putting in place a law-abiding attorney general to get after them.
Well, that's the main thing you tweeted, Glenn, which is true. You said the Bill Barr free lunch for Donald Trump associates is dead as of today. And you're right. They knew this way. And you're right. I don't know if it's dumb, Glenn. It's a combination of, you know, just arrogance. I don't even know what. Right. That they just never thought they would get caught. They've gotten away with so much. And they just, you know, and you can tell even now they don't think they're going down. Right. I mean, if you saw Rudy, I mean, I can't imagine being his attorney. Right. He's doing his radio show. He's doing interviews. I mean, just saying one more, you know, incriminating thing after another. Right.
And here's the next thing we're going to have to contend with. Does Rudy Giuliani have a pocket pardon? Is that part of the reason still thumping his empty chest, his heartless chest, and talking like he's not going to be held accountable? Think about this. Criminals covet pardons. Criminals are willing to pay for pardons. Donald Trump is somebody who was never one to forego a good grift. Do we really think, Steph, at the end of his presidency, as he began to completely unravel, as he was desperate for funds because he is at the bottom of every financial hole imaginable, do we really think he had the self-restraint not to start selling pardons like, you know, like candy? Yeah. Of course not. Do you know how many pardons there must be out there for cabinet members, criminal associates, Trump family members? They're going to start pulling these pardons out when they need them. I'm concerned that Giuliani has a pocket pardon. The next question becomes, does Merrick Garland challenge corruptly delivered pardons in court? And I would bet a buck the answer is yes.
I just was going to say, Gwen, is that legal, what you're talking about? And how could it possibly be, if so? I mean,
is no legal requirement that a presidential pardon must be disclosed publicly in order to be valid. And because there is no such law or constitutional requirement, we know Donald Trump sold a rack of pardons. He just did. I'm sure of it.
That leads me to, obviously, I guess we know from the letter that Joel Greenberg did not get a pardon and Matt Gaetz did not get a pardon, do we think?
Joel Greenberg didn't. It looks like Matt Gaetz, given the reporting that broke yesterday, where Roger Stone was acting as his, de facto attorney, what could possibly go wrong? It looks like Matt Gaetz does not have a pardon, even though he tried to get one. Joel Greenberg obviously doesn't have one because he's been charged. He's been indicted.
Yeah.
He was pending trial in June until he finally gave up the ghost and decided to flip against Gaetz and others.
Right.
So, no, but Giuliani, I would bet my own money he's got a pardon.
Ay, ay, ay. That is infuriating.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
You also chimed in on the, you said search warrants 101. A federal judge reviewed the evidence in support of the DOJ's application for a search warrant, concluded there's probable cause to believe there is evidence of a crime in Giuliani's home office and electronic devices. I mean, tell us about Bill Barr and all this, because the fact that these investigations, Gaetz and Giuliani, started under Barr, and yet he also was clearly blocking and trying to slow down and impede at least the Giuliani investigation. I don't know about the Gaetz investigation as well. What is Bill Barr's complicity in all this? And,
So in DC,
is he involved in Justice is Coming, is my point in the hashtag. Will justice also be coming?
In DC, we call this playing the 50s, where he's got one foot in one camp, one foot in another. So, he'll open an investigation. He'll allow prosecutors to open an investigation, and then he'll begin to squirrel it.
But
must have been really
okay.
For Gaetz, it must have been horrible, and it looks like it is horrible, right?
Yeah.
Statutory rape is pretty dang horrible. But for Giuliani, I think this is where it's a real danger zone for Barr, because we learned that the career federal prosecutors at the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office wanted these search warrants for Giuliani months ago under Barr's tenure, and it looks like Barr blocked them. Now, of course, we know there is ample evidence to support these search warrants, and now that Barr's gone, the search warrants have been issued. This sweeps Barr up in potential criminal corruption because it looks like he may have obstructed justice in the Giuliani investigation. And I think it's sweet irony that Bill Barr, remember the guy who opened the investigation into the investigators when Donald Trump told him to? Well, now the guy who opened the investigation into the investigators is going to be investigated. So, you know,
Doctor,
a lot of investigation.
Cue Dr. Evil laughter again for a moment. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. also, karma for Marie Yovanovitch. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on, right? Doesn't it? I mean, and Bill Barr, who himself obstructed justice in, you know, in the Mueller probe, right? I mean, I just hope, Glenn, that it all comes out because it all seems interconnected, doesn't it? I mean, it's just,
all coming out. It's all coming out courtesy of Merrick Garland, right? Look at what that man has been doing. I've called him a quiet storm from the moment he was nominated. I mean, whether it's opening pattern or practice investigations into police departments, bringing civil rights cases, being prepared to do the right thing in the event the jury in Minneapolis got it wrong with Derek Chauvin and company. I mean, this man, look at what he's doing. He doesn't care about the criticism that's going to come. Yeah. He's just doing the right thing.
I knew.
And I think that has got to make us all feel good.
I knew they would live to rue the day they blocked him from the Supreme Court. You said Merrick Garland is putting the justice back into the Department of Justice. And you just said the FBI raid was one giant step on the road to justice. Obviously, your famous hashtag, justice is coming. And I got to tell you, Glenn, I get it on Twitter and elsewhere. People are afraid to believe it because they've gotten away with so much. And it's like, I'll believe it when I see it. That any of these people end up going to prison or yada, yada, yada. I mean, what you just brought up, it's the first time I've heard someone say it, that Rudy Giuliani probably has a pocket pardon. But I wouldn't be surprised either, Glenn. And I just, I have to hope that hashtag justice still is coming anyway. Because, I mean, it's extraordinary, right? Like, is there going to be a separate counterintelligence investigation now with this other bombshell that, you know, Giuliani, Ron Johnson were warned they were. They were in a Russian disinformation campaign. I mean, I said this earlier, Glenn, but this isn't lobbying, right? Working with one of America's enemies to attack our democracy. What is that? I don't know if I'm overusing the word treason, but what is that?
This is not just rough and tumble politics. This is criminal. This is, you know, this is the antithesis of our democracy. It's the antithesis of national security. But, I mean, I think we can actually say with confidence, given Merrick Garland, who will just, it looks like, unflinchingly go after this stuff. I mean, justice really is coming, and we can see it concretely. A former U.S. attorney for New York, a lawyer for the president of the United States, just had his home raided, his office raided, his computers taken, his cell phones seized, you know. It doesn't get any more consequential than that. Believe me, I've gone after lawyers. Do you know how hard it is to get a search warrant for a lawyer's office vetted up the chain at the Department of Justice?
Yeah.
You would think you were, you know, searching Jesus's robes. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And they did it. And, you know, I have not been more optimistic than I am at this moment that America is actually going to get what she deserves, which is frickin' justice.
Yeah, and you're right about Merrick Garland. You say quiet storm. I mean, when you remember that he put Tim McVeigh away, you know, he doesn't like dirtbags that work against the United States of America, right? Whether that's, you know, people working with Russia to undermine our democracy or people trying to, you know, stage an insurrection and overthrow the United States of America. So I think you're right, a through line right through the Capitol riots, right? That he is just getting started.
When he took over the investigation into the Oklahoma City bombing case, this still gives me patriotic goosebumps, because what he said was that we will hold accountable everybody who is responsible for this bombing, but we will do it in a way that honors the Constitution.
Yeah.
And that is what public service is about. Because you know what? I don't want to catch bad guys by violating our Constitution. I want to do it right. And that's what Merrick Garland is about.
Yeah. You tweeted, AG Garland endeavors to return our nation to the respect of rule of law with police department pattern and practice and civil rights investigations and today's search warrants. And you're right, there is a through line. And this had to have warmed your heart as a justice warrior. The president, who, of course, we believe, you know, because that's what it's supposed to be. No, there's no, you know, the Justice Department is completely separate, you know, so he obviously had no idea. Give me cut one. President Biden yesterday.
Were you aware of that raid before it happened?
I give him my word I was not. I made a pledge. I would not interfere in any way, order, or try to stop any investigation the Justice Department had underway. I learned about that last night when the rest of the world learned about it. My word. I had no idea this was underway.
And Joe, if Joe Biden, you believe him, because he has restored, as you say, the justice to the Department of Justice. Just one more.
I'm not asking to believe. That's the Justice Department's independent judgment. This last administration politicized the Justice Department so badly. So many of them quit. So many left because that's not the role. It's not the role of a president to say who should be prosecuted, when they should be prosecuted, who should be not prosecuted. That's not the role of the president. The Justice Department is the people's lawyer, not the president's lawyer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How does that warm,
so good
warm the cockles of your prosecutor heart,
yes.
Glenn?
It's inspirational. Yeah. It's just absolutely inspirational. And Merrick Garland has the strength and the determination and the love of country. You've seen him talk about how this country took his family in as refugees. They protected them. They provided for them.
Yeah.
He is now giving us in return, you know, what we deserve,
yep,
from a Department of Justice.
Yep.
And to hear Joe Biden actually articulating that he's completely independent from the department when it comes to criminal prosecutions.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see the Don Juniors and the Jareds and cabinet members and the Eric Princes. We're going to see them brought to justice.
Two more quick questions. What was the most incriminating thing Rudy Giuliani said on television yesterday?
Well, I mean, it's such a transparent lie.
Yeah.
When he tells the American people things like, well, a search warrant, you can't get a search warrant until you've asked, I'm paraphrasing, until you've, you know, asked me to bring in all the incriminating information in a box and delivered it to you. And only if I say no, are you allowed to get a search warrant. He is intentionally lying to the American people about the process in a desperate attempt to make himself look less guilty. And lawyers are watching it and you know, you're yelling at the TV. But the good news is when we yell now, the Department of Justice hears us.
Yeah.
So,
and you're not,
you know,
yelling, shut up. You're yelling, keep talking, keep going. And finally, as the father of five, is it gorgeous daughters?
Five daughters and a son. Yeah.
Okay. What would you have a hard time as a prosecutor of Matt Gaetz separating your emotions in prosecuting?
Yeah, so interestingly, when I started as an Army prosecutor, an Army JAG in the 80s, I was assigned the number of child sex cases and I prosecuted them. And that's when I realized that that's not where I wanted to spend my career as a prosecutor, handling those cases.
Yeah.
And I transitioned into the homicide practice, which I was fine with. And we have a whole battery of career sex offense and child abuse prosecutors at the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. And God bless them because they do that every day.
Yep.
That is really hard work. In murder cases, dead folk is hard work, but in sex cases, abused children is much harder work.
Yeah.
So my hat's off to the people who tackle those cases every day.
Yeah. Glenn, thank you so much. You know, I mean, I know that you know that it was not really a request this morning for you to come on. It was a need that I had, that you, like any superhero, you had to fulfill. So thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
Hashtag justice is coming. Captain America. Thanks for coming.
Love you, Steph.
I love you too, honey.
Thanks, Glenn.
See y'all.